The Novelist as Poet. An Introduction. Novelists stake their claim as artists on works that encapsulate a whole world of characters and narrative across many, usually hundreds of pages. Some also take in other disciplines, plays, short stories, essays, but many have also written poetry. For some it is even their first love, but for their audience it is too often forgotten, relegated behind their longer works. Charles Dickens, Jane Austen, the Brontes, George Eliot, Thomas Hardy are but a few of our illustrious authors who here reveal works every bit as tender, as expansive, and just as thought-provoking as their longer forms of work. Each would make a fine poet in their own right. We're glad to be able to bring you another side to their incredible talents. Our readers include Richard Midgley and Gisela Rowe.
Lullaby by Louisa May Alcott. Now the day is done, now the shepherd sun drives his white flocks from the sky. Now the flowers rest on their mother's breast, hushed by her low lullaby. Now the glowworms glance, now the fireflies dance under fern boughs green and high, and the western breeze to the forest trees chants a tuneful lullaby. Now mid shadows deep falls blessed sleep, like dew from the summer sky, and the whole earth dreams in the moon's soft beams while night breathes a lullaby. Now, birdlings, rest in your wind-rock nest, unscared by the owl's shrill cry, for with folded wings little Briar swings and singeth your lullaby. The Ivy Green by Charles Dickens. Oh, a dainty plant is the ivy green that creepeth o'er ruins old. Of right choice food are his meals, I ween, in his cell so lone and cold. The wall must be crumbled, the stone decayed, to pleasure his dainty whim, and the mouldering dust that years have made is a merry meal for him. Creeping where no life is seen, a rare old plant is the ivy green. Fast he stealeth on, though he wears no wings, and a staunch old heart has he. How closely he twineth, how tight he clings to his friend the huge oak tree. And slyly he traileth along the ground, and his leaves he gently waves, and he joyously hugs and crawleth round the rich mould of dead men's graves. Creeping where grim death hath been, a rare old plant is the ivy green. Whole ages have fled, and their works decayed, and nations have scattered been, but the stout old ivy shall never fade from its hale and hearty green. The brave old plant in its lonely days shall fatten upon the past, for the stateliest building man can raise is the ivy's food at last. Creeping on where time has been, a rare old plant is the ivy green.
Piccadilly Circus at night, Streetwalkers. When into the night the yellow light is roused like a dust above the towns, or like a mist the moon has kissed from off a pool in the midst of the downs. Our faces flower for a little hour pale and uncertain along the street, daisies that waken all mistaken, white spread in expectancy to meet the luminous mist which the poor things wist was dawn arriving across the sky, when dawn is far behind the star the dust-lit town has driven so high. All the birds are folded in a silent ball of sleep. All the flowers are faded from the asphalt aisle in the sea. Only we hard-faced creatures go round and round and keep the shores of the innermost ocean alive and illusory. Wanton sparrows that twittered when morning looked in at their eyes, and the Cyprian's pavement roses are gone, and now it is we, flowers of illusion, who shine in our gourds, make a paradise on the shores of this ceaseless ocean, gay birds of the town dark sea.